With the 29th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Cordarrelle Patterson, wide receiver, Tennessee.
When the Vikings traded up into the first round in the April draft, they obtained a speedster from Tennessee who was electrifying for his one season in Knoxville.
We were very, very aggressive to go do that just because I know what he can do as a receiver, but especially what he can do as a potential punt and kickoff returner because he is magic in that area as well.
In his one season thus far in Minnesota, Cordarrelle Patterson has been just as electrifying.
I just feel like every time I touch the ball, you know, I'm so dangerous with the ball and anything that possibly can happen. So, you know, being a playmaker, you just got to be loose and you just got to go out and just don't care. Just go out and just do what you got to do and just don't care about things and just handle your business.
In just his rookie year in the NFL, he already has two kickoff returns for touchdowns, including an NFL record 109-yard return in October against the Packers. He is leading the league in return yardage and has a distant lead in return yard average.
Come in, you know, had this kind of success at return game, it's amazing. You know, I couldn't do it without the blessing of God. You know, my family and my friends and my teammates all who've been helping me, you know, ever since I got here, you know, in the coaching staff. They've been doing a heck of a job and leading me to the way. So, you know, it's a great establishment for me, you know, and I hope my return game just keep growing up, you know, watching great returners like Jacoby Jones, you know, Devin Hester, just watching those great guys and see how they success, you know, and just trying to compete with those guys and just get better.
But his special team success takes more than speed and skills. It takes the knowledge of finding the holes, knowing the blocking, and getting the help of his 10 other teammates on the field.
Going back to my right now, you know, I'm 8 deep, you know. As you can see, let me rewind it for you. See, I caught it. I mean, I'm 9 deep, you know. I caught it right before I go out of bounds, you know. And Coach Prefield and all those guys, you know, they trust and believe me so much. They saying wherever I catch you, they just take it out because we trust and believe you. You know, if you think you have a good shot, just take it out. If not, just take a knee. And I tell Coach Prefield, you know, I'm not a knee guy, you know. I'm not scared of anything. I like to compete, you know. And I just want to have fun out there while I'm doing it. So as me catching this ball, you know, it's a left return. And I go left and get back in the middle. And I seen the way Joe Webb, Larry Dean, and all those guys leading the blocking, you know. And there's no way I can miss that hole. You know, you see Toby got that last little push on the kicker, you know. And he stoned a little bit. And it's just one-on-one, me and the kicker. And he tried his best to catch me. But, you know, I can't let no kicker touch me. You know, that'd be embarrassing. So, you know, setting a record like that, 109 yards, man, it's amazing. It's a blessing from the sky. Like I always say, you know, I couldn't do it without God, you know. I think this week, too, right here, you know, in Chicago, I'm 5 deep, man. You know, you got to set it. This is right return. You know, Coach tell me set 3 steps in the middle and just hit right, man. Just trust in your block and just go and just believe in your speed, man. You see, as a kicker, you know, the kicker's always trying to tackle me, but, you know, I got to make the kickers pay, man. I don't want y'all tackling me. So if you tackle me, then I'm going to congrats you.
Through 13 games of his first season, Cordarrelle Patterson may have already established himself as the game's top return man, but it has been his play at wide receiver this past month that has him excited.
Oh, man, it's great to be a part of this offense, man. You know, I got heck of receivers out here. You know, I got Jay Wright, Greg Jennings, Joel, Jerome Sense. You know, it's just be a part of those four guys, man, just being out here and just working hard with those guys and just competing to get better, man, it's a blessing. You know, just getting out here, you know, and game day, you know, it seemed like every week, you know, Coach was trying to involve me more and more in offense, you know, and it's great to be out there, man, just trying to showcase yourself and just see the special things you can do, you know, you just wait on your time, and when your time comes, you got to show up.
A 141-yard day with a touchdown last weekend, or his 8 receptions at Green Bay 3 weeks ago, has Vikings fans excited for what number 84 can bring on all aspects of the game. Rick Spielman and his staff knew they landed an electric speedster when they traded up to get him in the first round last April. Now, Vikings fans can enjoy watching his highlight performances each and every Sunday for years to come.
I look to grow every day, man, not just as a player, as a man, you know, on the field and off the field, you know. Just don't take life for granted, man. Just live every day like it's your last, man. Don't live with no regrets.